Today I'm going to talk about forgiveness. Forgiveness of a narcissist. What do you think?
Hi there. This is Tracy. And today in church, we had a discussion on forgiveness. It seems to come around a lot in church. And the pastor told us a story of a man that he met a few years ago that when he was on a mission, and the man and his wife were beaten because of their religious beliefs, and the man was kicked repeatedly in the face until he was just about to go unconscious, and he could see in the distance that his wife's clothes were being ripped off and she was about to be raped, and he went unconscious. And when he woke up a few days later, he found out that his wife was dead. And before leaving the hospital, he forgave the people that had done this to him. And this very much brought a story up that our church, again, I would say about 2 years ago, we had a visitor, and her name was Terry Roberts. Her son, 10 years ago, was the shooter in the Amish shooting where 10 young girls were murdered. And this mother of the shooter, Terry Roberts, came to our church and talked to us about forgiveness. And it was a very powerful day. It was one of the most powerful things I'd ever seen or ever witnessed, was to listen to how she was forgiven by the Amish people and how they forgave her son. And to me, both of these examples are very extreme, and yet the people found it in their hearts to forgive. And I know that forgiveness is mercy. It's having grace and standing up and compassion for someone else. I know that Jesus forgave many along his journey. And I know that it's about letting go. It's about letting go and healing for ourselves. And I know that there's two different types of forgiveness. If you can think about the forgiveness of somebody who, a friend did something stupid and you forgave them. They didn't show up at the party. They didn't do what they were supposed to do. And you can find it in your heart to forgive them. And you continue this relationship on with your friend. When I look at forgiving my narcissists, I will never see any of them again in my life. And that's about as no contact as you can go. My mother is dead, so other than ashes, I don't have anything that I can hold on to. And I believe that I have forgiven her for her role in being a narcissistic mother. And I think I can forgive her because she didn't know. Does that make sense? I think I can forgive her because she's gone. And there's nothing for me to gain by holding on to this. Now, there's nothing for me to gain by holding on to the anger about my narcissist number three or number two. But as I look at my life, and I feel like I'm not making the mark on being as wonderful as the Amish people were, being able to forgive, as that man whose wife was murdered, you know, a few feet from him, how he was able to just pick up and forgive. And I know it's not about condoning the actions, and it is about simply letting go. But it's about this time last year when I was battling the worst anger of my entire life, and the betrayal of 3X cheating on me. All during January, I was just working with a therapist and trying to figure out, like, how do I process someone you trust really repeatedly being abusive? And on the day of my arrest, when I went to his house, I went to forgive him. Now we know, I learned the hard way. We don't have to forgive them to their face. That is clearly not what I'm saying. I think there's a difference between forgiving people that, like your friend, you're gonna see her again, she didn't come to the party, you forgave her. She said something mean, you forgave her. When we are going no contact with someone, to me it's a difference. It's a different type of thing. It's like, we're not gonna have a continued relationship. And again, I'm not saying we have to do it to their face. I'm just saying there's a difference between a continued forgiveness. Like, I forgave this son of a bitch 4 times. I broke up with him and I would take him back. That's forgiveness, right? But the actions of what he did and having me arrested and lying and is absolute callousness. I don't know. I'm feeling like I'm not Christian because I can't just let it go. And I know I have to let it go. Every single day, I pull my angel cards and I keep pulling a card that says, forgiveness. Ooh, yeah. Why do I keep pulling this card? Because the spirits are saying you can't move on unless you forgive in your heart. And I'm trying. And I'm handing it over to God. Let him take the vengeance. I know that letting go of the anger and the resentment will help me improve my health, help me get on with my life. It is about forgiving inside of ourselves. Does that make sense? I don't know. I don't know how to advise you on this. I'm just talking about what I feel like right now. And, just saying it and actually feeling it are two different things. Because I could say I forgive them. I could say I forgive them. But if a house were to fall on them, I think I would be okay with that. Is that forgiveness? I don't know. So when you look about thinking about forgiving your narcissist, if it's your mother and she's still here, and you're gonna see her, it's a different level of forgiveness. It's more like tolerating those things that you have to be at, or completely deciding to go no contact, right? I don't know how this chapter will run its course, but I do know that I'm human, and I don't want to be judged by the higher power because I haven't been able to release the really, really shitty thing that these two men did in my life. But I do know that I will go on with my life and I will never make the same mistake again. So this is Tracy, and that's all I got. Peace out.